concern about regulations, about taxation, about uncertainty, about fiscal policy. I guess one recommendation that I would give you is that long-term budget deficits, we can see in, for example, CBO's very long-term projections that they remain, there is more work to do to put fiscal policy on a sustainable course, that progress has been made over the last several years in bringing down deficits in the short term, but that a combination of demographics, the structure of entitlement programs, and historic trends in health care costs, we can see that over the long term, deficits will rise to unsustainable levels relative to the economy, and putting in place a package of reforms, ones, I know these are very controversial matters, but that would probably help confidence. As regulators ourselves in the aftermath of a financial crisis, we also can see very clearly, for example, that the kinds of regulations we're putting in place during the process of doing that create uncertainty and burdens. We hear this, for example, from community banks all the time. And, you know, here I would say, to some extent, the regulations, we're doing this for a very good reason. We had a financial crisis. It's important to make the financial system safer and sounder. And for our own part, we will try to make sure that we worry about regulatory burden. We try to design regulations that are different and appropriate for different sectors of the economy. I think it's important for us, too, to be sensitive to regulatory burden in order to minimize its impact on the economy. But we are doing things that are important to make the economy safer and sounder.